Right now, it is time to bring in Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, even though it looks like it's only Tim Luke. The appraisal guys, a frickin' frack of Nick and Knack with appraise this here on The Breakfast Club. You can find them on the web, tqag.com. Is there one only today?
No, I'm here.
You got a pair.
Just your face shows up on Facebook this morning. I don't know why.
Well that's okay. Thing. I have a face. I only have a face for radio anyway.
Well, the old question, you know, that they always raised with me is my son, my brothers and sisters always said I looked like I was the only fat one and stuff like that in the family. So I was switched at birth. And then my grandmother said he wasn't switched at birth. He's got a face that only a mother could love. There you go. My grandmother said that to me when I was young. It explains tons. It explains why I hung out with her and her sisters, and I cooked and ate Hungarian food for
right. Hey, I know, and my grandfather was Hungarian. I love that. My Italian grandmother would cook that for me.
I'm the only one that knows how to make pierogies, stuffed cabbage. In my house, I can make them with my eyes closed. All right. Well,
what? Seems like you're having a day, huh?
A day and a half, yeah. Now I want to remind.
And it's only 7:40.
I want to remind you guys that we have a new app for Robinhood Radio. We have an app. If you go to our website with your smartphone, on the top of the website on the right-hand side, it said, I click here to download the new app. It's an app that gives you everything you need for Robinhood Radio in one convenient place on your smartphone. You don't have to always go to your computer. You can use your smartphone to do it. So.
Fabulous. And we will check that out.
All right. And download it on your smartphones or your dumb phones or whatever. But anyways, here's Jill Goodman to preach to us this morning
about your fool fund.
Preachy. Hey, Jill.
Hey, how are you? Just got dumped
out. Good. How are you?
I'm wet, but unlike the Wicked Witch of the West, I haven't melted, which must be a surprise. It's probably shocking.
So are you guys getting the remnants of, you know, the rain of the storm?
It's no longer Florence. It's just flow.
Flow.
And it's just flowing. My grits.
It's going to give us 1 to 2 inches of rain,
But as it happens right this second, we are getting a remnant of flow.
You know, I thought you changed your hair.
You got a face made for radio. So anyway, so we're all excited about this app, except that I'm on a crusade to get people to put down their phones and just freaking look at something. So I mean,
I know you're kind of torn. I know how that goes.
I'm not even torn. I'm just done. it's so interesting, and what's kind of wonderful about being in the business that you are in is people are still forced, despite their inclinations otherwise, to look at things. They've got to look at things.
They have to. Well, you know, it's interesting. This weekend we were in Wheeling, West Virginia, doing our fundraising, which went really well. And we did have an auction. But what I loved is that when we were selling items, and Greg was helping with this, and we paraded them through the audience and made sure that they were looking at it, because you do have to see, what is this? What is it made of? What does it look like? How is it going to change my life if I buy this? And it was right to your point, Jill, is that it's not just about being in your phone, but it's having people's attention and watching and seeing and bidding and keeping them active. And Greg made 2 desserts that sold really well at the auction. He made a Guinness stout chocolate cake, and he also made an Italian was that an almond cake, Greg? It was an Italian almond cake?
Yeah, it was an Italian almond cake. It's totally flourless.
And we did it choice, and which is, as an auctioneer, you get the bidding going, and then the successful bidder gets a choice of which one they want, and then the underbidder can take the other one for that amount, which is that's what we did. And it sold for $130 each cake. So that was really exciting.
That's really helpful.
Heck, we have places up here that charge that for a piece of cake.
Coors Lights. I know. I know. No, but you, we're in West Virginia.
I know. But I was really, actually thinking about feeds a family of four for a week.
I was actually thinking, you know, because I'm sure you heard the Travel Club interview that Marshall was running before, and I was thinking, you know, what people should do is buddy up with these students. You know, everyone should find someone who can sort of be a kind of an underwriter because when you're selling something for a fundraiser, obviously you're going to pay more for it.
Right.
In many cases. No. So just on the bright side, I just think that the involvement, and I know that this is all part of my thing, but the involvement of others who can should really create the energy and possibly incite some curiosity engagement for those who haven't yet.
Yes.
How's
yeah,
that?
which is fun. And we do that. And I have also, I have a birthday coming up tomorrow, actually. And I, on Facebook, started a little campaign just to raise just a little bit of money for the Loggerhead Marine Life Center. And we've surpassed that. It's great. You know, it's nice to be able to use the phone instead of putting it down, is picking it up and try and make a difference. And that's one of the things that we like to do. And we're doing that. And we have a little celebration planned. I have a friend coming into town from Alabama, a fellow fundraising auctioneer, Christy King, who's coming in, which I'm really excited about. And we're doing a fun dinner. We're doing a wine dinner. We're just going to have a fun time and just celebrate. I'm going to be 55. So
double
here
nickels.
We go.
Yeah.
Double nickels.
You're just a young spring chicken.
Yeah, you're
chicken.
Really a sprite.
Right, I know.
But quick question. Have we had Christy on the radio?
No, actually, I don't think we have.
I don't think we've had Christy on the radio. Yeah.
So I was trying.
No, you would remember. She sounds like Reba McEntire. No,
that's
she's,
why
no,
I'm. She's, are you? Well, I won't quibble. All right.
No, but okay. I don't think. I'm not sure. You know, I'll have to go. You know what?
Just,
I'm going to be 55. I don't remember.
Just
my memory's going.
Just because of the Reba McEntire thing. I just
right,
have some,
right.
But that's good. Quick question. I don't know how much time we have because we ate up so much, but how did you find just overall the Wheeling compared to the 90,000 other times you've been?
Well, I will say that my joke was we were there 72 hours instead of 72 days, and it was more compact and concentrated. How about you, Greg?
Yeah, we normally go for the entire month, but because things have changed over the year, we decided to spread our time in Wheeling and fundraising over the entire year on weekends. And I discovered that after this weekend, there seemed, since we're only there a short period of time, there was more of an urgency to get to the museum to be a part of the fundraising events there, because you only had that particular amount of time to get there. So my feeling is that by us spreading our time in Wheeling out over the next year, only on weekends, there's a much more of an urgency to be a part of the events. So I think it's actually going to work out much better for the museum. And we're excited about that because the auction this year did close to $7,000. Now that might not sound like a lot, but there were only 65 people in the room. So we did a good auction.
Business. That's
year.
Terrific. No, it really is.
Yeah.
So, I'm
excited about our new plan to fundraise for Wheeling. Although it was nice to be there in a cabin in the woods for 4 weeks, but practically speaking, it's become impractical. So
on the flight back home, I leaned over to Greg and I said, "This is much better than being with having to pack up our entire life into a car and drive for almost 2 days and have the dog in the car and then get out, unpack, and try and catch up.
And, it, you know, for the first time in 14 years, I didn't have to pack up 3/4 of my kitchen in the back of a van and drive it up to West Virginia.
Right.
Oh, that must have been different.
Greg was able to find a kitchen that was set up almost just like his and able to bake those delicious baked goods. And, you know, it's all going to work. So that is all good. And coming up this weekend, so I have the birthday celebration and then I get on a plane on Friday and I'm auctioneering in Vineland, New Jersey. Bertoia has an amazing collection of antique toys, automatons, trains, and some Christmas. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'll tell you about that market next week and what goes on there.
And we donated to your Loggerhead Turtles thing. I just want you to
know. Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. So appreciated.
That's how I look when I get out of bed in the morning. So I had a certain keen feeling.
Yeah, isn't that great? See, you just do comparisons. Like, well, you know what? Not so bad.
It's an amazing organization, and we appreciate everybody who's donated. Yes. It's our pet charity, and we
one of.
Yeah, but this in particular, because when you start to see, as in most things, but in this particular, you actually begin to see the delicate nature of the ecosystem when the items that or the animals in the ocean start dying and they start going away. And in order to save them, the loggerhead has just gone way beyond their original scope, and they have reached out to the world at large, and it's become quite a cause. And we really appreciate everything that you got, you know, the donations, and we appreciate everybody, all of our friends who have donated. And just go to the Loggerhead Marine Life Center online, and you'll see exactly what, and you'll be able to actually see a turtle with watch the turtle in the ocean. They put trackers on some of them, and you can follow them around. Mm-hmm. So you can, it's quite an amazing organization, and thank you so much.
Thank you for donating.
Thank you.
Right. Happy birthday.
And
thank you.
We'll speak to you next week.
Have a great week. Thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.